This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Some of you are familiar with what's called speedboat racing. Down in Madison, Indiana, a little town on the Ohio River, once a year, they have a big speedboat race, and you can watch these boats race on the Ohio River at tremendous speeds. So they're high-powered engines, aerodynamically designed boats, and it's really impressive to watch. Unfortunately, they're very volatile, and if the person behind the wheel makes a mistake, death can result either to the driver or to people in the stands, as was the case in Madison, Indiana, when one of those boats went up into the stands at a high rate of speed and severely injured some people. Mark Rader from Palmyra, Illinois, talks about a speedboat driver he knew who survived a racing accident. He had been at near top speeds when his boat veered slightly in one direction and hit a wave at a dangerous angle. The combined force of his speed and the size and angle of the wave sent his boat spinning crazily in the air. You've seen the videos of that. The speedboat just spinning in the air or going end over end, either way. He was thrown from the seat and propelled so deeply into the water that Mark Rader said the man had no idea which direction the surface was. He didn't know if it was right or left, above him or below him. He just had no sense which way up was. But he only had to wait. He had to be calm, he said, and just wait for the buoyancy of his life vest to gradually move him to the top. And then he realized where the surface was and he could swim to it. I think you know where I'm going. We live in a world today that morally and ethically and theologically, we're just spinning out of control. And we live in a day that Isaiah the prophet would describe in Isaiah 5:20. He said the day would come when good would be called evil and evil would be called good. We're there. We have arrived. That day is here. We live in a culture where you stand for what's right, what's biblical, and you're called evil. And what is abhorrent to the Lord, what's evil, is called good. We're living in what Isaiah prophesied thousands of years ago. Where do you get your stability emotionally? Where do you get your stability, your foundation spiritually? It's from the Word of God. It's the life vest that tells us where the surface is, so to speak, to use that analogy. And the decision that some man needs to make today, a woman needs to make today, is to believe that what John the Apostle said in 1 John 4 is true, that we either acknowledge Jesus as Lord or we don't. And there is a spirit of truth in life, and there's a spirit of deception and falsehood and error is what the word literally means, error. And that there is no such thing as spiritual neutrality with most things. There are a few things in life that I think are spiritually neutral. But the older I get and the more I see in our culture, I'm finding very few movies that are spiritually neutral. I'm finding very few songs that are written are spiritually neutral. I'm finding very few books that are written are spiritually neutral. There's a spirit behind everything. Everything in this culture, I'll leave you with this thought, is spiritually driven. Everything is. We live in a spiritually driven culture. And just because it's spiritual doesn't mean it's Christian. And just because it's spiritual doesn't mean it's biblical. Well, with those thoughts, we'll conclude the message today. We do want you to hear the message tomorrow as it concludes this fourth message in a series from the epistle or letter of 1 John. If you would like to hear a part of this message you've missed, you do know you can go to our national website, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to find out how you can be a part of this ministry as well as listen to messages you've missed on Cross Hope. God bless you and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.